4月7号有的订，然后我们那时候是94年的4月7号有的订，然后就通知村里就提前通知了，然后所有电线都接好了。在这之前，就家家户户都买了电器，比方说电饭锅、电视机这些，就是电视机几乎家家都买，不管是黑白的电视还是彩色电视，家家都买了。然后到通电的时候，家里的老人很新奇。
Ehlandeli çöni çoriba zaliyan adviliyars. Velaferi şukiyaris. Şuktan da gavşirevit. Xelit sarez kısağar reçhat. Televizori yaris da velafer slamazat xedat. Velaferi sauketesua ehladan uzi. Çön rum gavtxod, mero gavtxod şuki ari. Lampis şukse ego çem körtzeli.
Mokhonna sekinen kas taloha jiyana sata mokhonna. Khora sin tibiri sen pepar loha anyo ya hali. Ke khora ikine ke wana kwa thuru khoru kwa suga kame taka sebala khaka jana akwa. Hao sota khosana mokhonna. Kabara khu ilin na ke mutu anu ki asila jaka batu.
Poyo mujong ne po chunyap te po yak nai tong kan ye dai an ye dai sai ne sa khop khua la ma chang la hong la luk luk mia be yin kin pho kin ko yang di hen di la chum bai la na po le dai ve ye da me tong kan ye dai sai fai ni ne ning sai hen bang luk noi bang si di สมัยเห็นเขาสมัยยาเห็นเป็นสมัยนาเขานะมีเท่านั้น
ตอนนี้ก็เสร็จตัวมันก็แก๊สตัวพาวสมบูรณ์แก๊สพาวสมบูรณ์นะแต่การันตีตัวสมัยเสียคือมันก็เนี่ยนาทีเรียลขับรถก็เลยปุ่นวันตุนมาสูงที่สุดเวลาขับรถก็รบเรือปุ่นเกียร์รูดอร์การันตีรูดอร์การันตีถ้าเกิดปุ่นปุ่นวิศวนรกมาขนาดปารีหอยตาลูกกระดองใจวันนี้ครูคุ้มสุบิดเ
J'habite une maison au dedans de ma classe. Je suis pauvre. La maison où j'habite, il n'y a pas du courant. D'ailleurs, dans ce quartier-là, il n'y a pas du courant. Le transformateur était comme à Kessondi, était détruit, tout ça. Il y a eu un incendie, tout ça. Bon, depuis tout ce temps, maintenant, nous totalisons 6 mois de l'obscurité.
لأن الكهرباء مش مأمنة لعنا وتقنين يمكن تجي 4 ساعات يمكن تجي 8 ساعات حتى ما في شيء منتظم يعني بتنقطع بأوقات مش منتظمة ما بيعرفش الواحد كيف بده ينظم شغله اللي عنده معمل اللي عنده أشغال يتكل فيها على الكهرباء كمان صعب عليه بعدين بالنسبة للماي كمان تنقطع الماي بصير هالمواطن بده يأمن كهرباء إذا كان في مصاري ويأمن كي يشتري ماء إذا كان في كمان مصاري وإذا كان ما في مصاري بده يعيش حياة تقشر لا كهرباء ولا ماء وينطر الدولة تتحن إليه وتعطي كهرباء وماء بشكل مش منتظم وبتدفعه فاتورة أكثر من طاقته
three parties in the Greek coalition government have been told they must respond by noon tomorrow. Our correspondent Mark Lowe is in Athens.
In order to get Spain out, Greece needs to make commitments on various measures, including a reduction in the minimum wage and a cut to holiday bonuses, and these are measures that are being previously resisted by two of the three coalition partners at the moment.
The US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says Russia and China's decision to veto a UN resolution condemning Syria's crackdown against anti-government protesters is a travesty. She urged what she called friends of a democratic Syria to put pressure on President Assad's regime.
We will work to seek regional and national sanctions against Syria and strengthen the ones we have. They will be implemented to the fullest to dry up the sources of funding and the arms shipments that are keeping the regime's war machine going.
The Labour leader Ed Miliband has stepped up his criticism about the coalition's planned changes to the NHS in England. He's warning that opponents now have 3 months to block them. Writing in The Observer, he calls on health professionals and politicians of all parties to work together to prevent what he calls a leap into the dark for the NHS. The Health Minister is Simon Burns.
What I would like is for less hyperbole, as we've seen in the national papers today, less constant carping from the sidelines, so that the NHS can have the stability to move forward and implement the modernisation programme that I believe will significantly improve and enhance patient care by putting patients
Simon Burns there. Now the sport with Ali Rao.
Chelsea manager Andre Villas-Boas felt refereeing decisions cost them victory in their 3-3 draw with Manchester United. Referee Howard Webb awarded Wayne Rooney 2 penalties which helped United produce a 3-goal comeback. Earlier Newcastle beat Aston Villa 2-1 and elsewhere Dundee knocked Rangers out of the Scottish Cup, beating them 2-0 at Ibrox. There was another dramatic sporting comeback this afternoon as a final minute penalty from Lee Halfpenny secured Wales' victory over Ireland in the Six Nations. Changed hands 5 times throughout the match, finishing 23 points, 21 in Dublin. Cricket and England need another 288 runs to beat Pakistan in the third and final test. They will resume tomorrow morning in Dubai on 36 for no loss, chasing a target of 324 to win. Scotland's Paul Laurie shot a final day 65 to win golf Qatar Masters. It's his third top 10 finish this year, moving him into the world's top 50. And in hockey, Great Britain women play hosts Argentina in the Champions Trophy final. It's live on the red button from 11.